Neil, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. I think a lot of us would be familiar with the symptoms of OCD based just on what we see in popular culture, the idea that certain unwanted thoughts repeat in people's minds over and over again, that they have to complete certain tasks over and over again, even knowing it's illogical, they feel the compulsion to continue doing them. But what is it that actually causes OCD?
Well, that's one of the interesting things about OCD. There are very few mental illnesses for which we were actually pinpointed specific regions in the brain where the problem actually lies. A lot of the time, it's about finding certain medications serendipitously seem to fix the problem. But OCD seems to have very specific regions of the brain, and there are four regions of the brain inside the cingulate cortex, the prefrontal cortex, the amygdala pathways, and mammillary bodies. And these four regions of the brain have been so specialized that surgical treatments towards these areas of the brain have been associated with helping people recover from OCD.
Now, there's often the sort of idea where people take a little bit of offense where somebody says, oh, I'm a little bit OCD, I just like to keep things neat and tidy, when you compare it to the very real barriers and burdens that's created by severe cases of OCD. But what are the different levels? What are the different stages of OCD?
Well, there's not really a stage. The issue with OCD is, as a clinical illness, you mentioned very well that earlier on in popular culture that we're now quite familiar with the concept. Probably the best representations are the Jack Nicholson movie, As Good As It Gets, as well as Monk, the detective program, the person with OCD. And it presents in the same way. The person has certain things that they need to do, and if they don't carry them out, they get horrible, crippling anxiety. And they need to carry out these behaviors in order to avoid the anxiety that they would get if they don't carry out the behaviors. But the problem is that it becomes a self-fulfilling cycle. And the very big difference between I'm a little bit OCD is that the person hates the fact that they have to carry this out, but they are compelled to. They usually realize that it's unusual, that it's bizarre, that other people wouldn't be doing those things, but they can't stop themselves from doing it. And anxiety disorders, we know, are actually the commonest mental illness. And the problem with anxiety disorders is that it takes the average person 10 years before they present to treatment. Because unlike the others, people can suffer with in silence for such a long time because of the stigma associated with attending mental health.
Well, as I say, it can be an extreme condition. This solution, electrodes being surgically implanted on the brain, I've got to say, as a layperson, that sounds like a fairly extreme solution as well. Could you perhaps enlighten us a little bit as to what this procedure actually involves?
Well, as a former director of an electroconvulsive clinic, I have to say that I consider it a severe procedure as well. And that's the thing, it's a severe procedure for the very small minority of people who don't respond to other treatments. About 85% of people respond to antidepressants and psychotherapy. But this procedure called deep brain stimulation involves reaching the deeper parts of the brain that are harder to reach with surface electrical stimulation, with things like shock therapy and so on. And these regions are specifically stimulated in order to induce electrical changes inside the rest of the brain. I mentioned that there were specific regions of the brain where it found that there were problems associated with OCD coming out of it. That's what this procedure involves. It involves stimulating the deeper parts of the brain inside something that we call the limbic system, which is it's classically thought of as being the emotional processing circuit of structures inside the brain, where if there's disruption to these tend to cause things like the anxiety disorders and the depressive disorders. And stimulation of these has yielded incredible results. The study that came out with University College London had one poor lady living inside a psychiatric unit because 14 hours of her day was spent cleaning. And 6 years after having these electrodes permanently placed inside the brain, she was able to live independently in a flat, maintain a relationship, and doing volunteer work. And I stress, this is severely treatment-intractable ones where nothing else works, but it's a very vast minority of patients. The vast majority of people with OCD and anxiety, which we know to be very common, will respond extremely well to a basic antidepressant plus minus a psychotherapist.
It sounds just absolutely extraordinary. I mean, it's like, so if we had the 85% that do respond to those traditional treatments that you mentioned there, if we use, you know, if this is a possibility for the 15% of the extreme end of these cases, is there a possibility we will eradicate OCD entirely?
That's always the hope in medicine, is to work towards a day where all doctors are unemployed. And I would like to see that happen, insofar as my mortgage feels otherwise. But there is a real possibility. We used to think, it's very interesting that we used to think of mental illness for hundreds of years as something that people live with, that you can't do anything about, and psychiatrists had been beautifully diagnosing and categorizing and writing these things down. But the psychotherapeutic revolution is about 150 years old, and the pharmacotherapy revolution is only about 50 years. And every day we're discovering new and newer treatments. And the success rate for some of these is unbelievable. There are certain personality disorders where about 10 years ago, if you asked me for a treatment response, I would say probably about 30%. And nowadays, the treatment response is about 80%. So incredible things are changing. And I wouldn't say eradication is out of the question.
Absolutely tremendous. Well, Neil, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.